When we think about our thoughts, the things that we are thinking belong to either past or future. Experiences goes in a similar way. Even though you experience things at the present, those experiences are related to past or future. But when you think about forgiveness, forgiveness always goes with the past. There are two kinds of forgiveness. Either you try to forgive others or others' mistakes that what others has done, or the second kind, that forgiveness that is hard to forgive yourself. Let's try to understand both. It is better to find out who would experience peace by giving forgiveness. If others has done a mistake or something, you might have hard time to forgive them. Just think about somebody who has done some bad thing to you or some horrible things to you. Whenever you see that person, that memories comes to your head. When those memories come to your head, who's struggling, who's suffering with those memories? As a person who's suffering with past memories, we think that I am better than them, they are bad people, or that person has done such a bad thing to me. Somehow we don't recognize, or we don't see that I am the one who's suffering with it. By not recognizing it, you place yourself in a higher place. Maybe try to hate that person. Maybe you are trying to do something against that person, or you would avoid to see that person. That goes with others. But we are in a bigger trouble that once when you have hard time to forgive for your mistakes. Because there we hate us. Sometimes we try to punish ourselves, or sometimes we try to punish our body. The most important thing is we need to recognize when do we suffer and how do we suffer. That goes with the present. At the present moment, you are suffering because of this past. But most important thing is you are suffering without knowing it. Be involved with that past experience totally. Since it is painful, we are trying to forgive that. Now think about the other side. Now think that you are seeking forgiveness from somebody else. When you seek forgiveness from somebody else, what do you seek? You want that person to understand what happened. Also, you want that person to accept your apology. When that person accepts your apology, then you feel comfortable to work with that person again. But only you do that when you recognize the mistake as mistake or wrong action. If you recognize it, then you would seek apology, or then you would apologize and seek that person's forgiveness. That comes with recognizing the mistake. Sometimes you are having hard time because since that's belong to second party, maybe they are not ready to do that. Especially these things are happening in the family. Especially these things are happening in the relationships. Even though you think that you are correct or you are right, because of the connection or because somehow you want that person to forgive you. Somehow, we recognizing mistakes would allow you to leave from it. Now at that particular situation, that person is not suffering with this experience because that person recognizes it. Because of that recognizing helps that person not to suffer. Only you seek forgiveness due to proper or good relationship or good friendship. We need to apply the same method for the both situations. Now think, it is very difficult you to forgive yourself for some mistakes that you have done in the past. You can easily find something from your past. There, if you really look at that particular situation, you are having hard time to forgive you because we think that I should be perfect. That comes with ignorance. Ignorance will not allow you to recognize your mistakes. Ignorance always builds your ego. Because of the ego, you are not ready to see what happened in the past. We think that we should be perfect. When you recognize that particular situation or that particular understanding, then you would come to a place you call, you would think, nobody is perfect, so I am not perfect. Since you are not perfect, you are willing to see the mistakes as mistakes, weaknesses as weaknesses. You will help you to learn from it. Number one, recognize that I am not perfect and others are not perfect. When you recognize that others are not perfect, what would be happened? You can simply not attach to the things what they have done before. Let me bring this example. I remember about 20 years ago when I was coming from school. I was standing at the school bus stop. I was waiting for the school bus. A lot of school boys and girls at the bus stop at that particular moment. Then the man came from nowhere and hit my back harder. It's louder and harder. Now I could not do anything because he hit hardly my back. The first thing is, it was really hurtful, but it's hurtful for my mind more than my body, because lot of girls and boys around now, and I feel now what everybody would think about it. But only I am struggling with that, not others. I was thinking about that few days. 2 or 3 days later, another boy came to me and he said, do you remember what happened to you the other day? I said, yes, I'm still thinking about that. Then this boy asked me, do you know about that person? I said, no, I don't. He said, that person is a psychiatric patient and he's not having proper treatment, and he has done that to many, many other people. When I hear that, my that all pain I dropped right away, because I recognize at that particular moment, he is not a normal person. He cannot think properly. Now with that, by just knowing it, I dropped all pain and all the struggle that I was carrying in last few days. So now what is happening with our daily life? When somebody does something not nice to us, we think that they did that by knowing what are they doing. But if you come to a understanding, they did that because by not knowing that as a bad thing, then you would be able to drop it right away. But our matter is, we think that everybody thinks like me. So that's why we are self-centered and we are just thinking that everyone thinking like me. Because of that, if somebody do a mistake or if somebody do something by not knowing, we don't know how to let it go and we are just holding it. You even might say, I would not do that for some other person, then how come this person did do that to me? That is going with other parties. But now how about with you? The things or the experiences that you have hard time to forgive yourself. Now think about at that particular moment. At that particular moment, you did not have the same understanding you have today. Because of that, not having the same understanding, you have committed some mistakes in the past. Now, as a different person, you are looking at that from a different angle. That's why you have hard time to forgive yourself, hard time to forgive your mistakes. Now, if you look at yourself by thinking, okay, I am not a perfect person. In the past, I have committed some mistakes by not knowing. Even though by knowing I have done, at that time I did not have enough energy or I did not have enough courage to not to do it. But now I have it. That way you can appreciate yourself. Okay, now I can see those things. Now I am not the person who would commit to those things again. Instead, holding the pain or regretting, you can appreciate yourself by thinking, I'm glad that I'm not the same person who would commit to those things as I did in the past. And the most important thing is, there you would have a understanding, like there's nothing to forgive. Because if you are perfect, you would not commit to any mistakes. If others are perfect, they would not commit to any mistakes. By committing to mistakes, that's giving the proof that they are not perfect. By seeing your past mistakes, that allow you to recognize that now you are better than the past. Instead of forgiving or instead of suffering, we should learn how to appreciate yourself. Now, think that maybe people are committing to same weakness or same mistake frequently. If you have to live with that kind of people, you should understand or you should introduce compassion for those people by not knowing, by not having enough courage and determination, they are keeping committing to same mistake again and again. That's how you place wisdom. By placing the wisdom, you can see that there's nothing to forgive even, but then there's nothing to suffer. And another important thing is, whatever the incident has happened in the past, that's belong to past. No matter what you do, or no matter how much you think, we cannot change the past. Now, by thinking of this past, you are wasting present. You are experiencing pain in the present. So, what can present do to change the past? Nothing. By understanding that, you recognize that past is a past that nobody can change. But make sure to learn things from the past and do not waste present on behalf of the past. That also comes to the wisdom. There you need mindfulness. Then you, by placing mindfulness, you recognize the past as it is, and also you recognize I should not waste present on behalf of this past. Then naturally you introduce compassion towards you and others. It comes with the wisdom called nothing or nobody is perfect. So, nothing to forgive. Any questions? So, since you are thinking, I should remind something else. Not really something else. It really goes with our topic. Sometimes in the past and also today, instead of forgiveness, we have introduced punishments. Punishments comes with the hatred and anger. Because once when you find something it is difficult to forgive, then we comfort ourselves by punishing to people who has committed to mistake. Maybe even in the family, sometimes the simple thing is you might stop talking to them. While you are doing it, then you are struggling by not talking to them. By not talking to them, we are kind of struggling. Which means by giving pain to yourself, we think that is a part of the relief. Sometimes, when it's come to the bigger scale, people start to punish themselves by seeking forgiveness. you really look at that kind of experience, then you would see we replace anger to this pain. Then we find comfort by using anger. If we have person who has committed huge mistake, we won't put that person into prison. That comfort us. Then we might bring a lot of excuses to say, well, that is the right thing to do. But look at what is happening to your mind, how much you find peace by punishing somebody else. If you really narrow down to yourself, then you would see you would do the same thing to you. Sometimes, the one end for this, people would go with the people who have suicide themselves. They are in the same thing. By punishing, that's the way of punishing themselves. And in a kind of longer scale, they beat themselves. They seek pain in a different way. That is the negative part of this forgiveness. That's why we always tell we should learn how to forgive ourselves. It looks like I made everybody confused. It is very difficult to forget the past if past is bothering you that much. But if that past become nothing, then there's nothing to forget. By adapting wisdom, you can make that incident into nothing. Because then you are not the same person. Once when you become into a different person, then you say, well, I don't have to go with that anymore. Then you will come, by replacing wisdom, you can just let it go. Actually, there's nothing to go there. And sometimes the trouble is, maybe there's nothing in your head, but others still would hold that. Since others don't have that same practice, they would hold it, because the what is the holding part goes with the anger. But still, you need to understand that. That is their trouble, not your trouble. Even though they use you into the trouble, that is their trouble, and we cannot do anything for that trouble. What good has done by punishment to the society? If punishment really worked well, and if you look at the last 10 years, you should have less prisoners by now. So which means punishments are not good. And we should have well-educated system for people to get to know about themselves. Let me tell you this with one of my experience. When I was in Sri Lanka, I used to go to this biggest prison in the country, in the island. I used to go to this prison every week. Then I conduct their discussion groups. Most of them did not come back to prison again. And their record is only one or two rarely come to the prison. The one day I was really happy to hear that one of the Sri Lankan minister's brother, he was a drug addict, and he used to sell drugs. Then he was in the prison a long time, and he considered as a tough person there, even in the prison. But anyhow, somehow he got into this discussion group, he changed a lot. Right after he released from prison, and he came and he met me, and he said, I'm here to appreciate that you really changed my life. A few months after that, his family came to see, and they asked me, really, what did you do? Personally, I really did nothing, but they have introduced a program that those people to think about their life. So not really hate to things what they have done. But here, today, what we are doing is we really, with punishment, you let them to justify their mistakes and hate in the society. So rather than just hating the society and themselves, we should find way to apply more awareness into the action what you are doing. Because the action what you do directly and indirectly influencing you and others, either you or to society, then you have mind to think, what am I doing to either me or society? If we can make that kind of awareness, then honestly, people would not do a mistakes. By not knowing it, people will do the mistake. Maybe I have shared this story before, and the Buddha's time, there was a man and who was committed to many killings and about 999 people. And then he came up with an ego and said, I can do anything. If I want, I can do anything. Even I have win against king's battalions, and even they couldn't kill me, and I can do anything in this world. So when Buddha was approached to him, and even he wanted to come and kill the Buddha because he was seeking people's thumbs, then Buddha strongly thought that he cannot approach to me. Then he was trying to approach to Buddha, but anyhow he could not approach to Buddha. Then he asked Buddha, hey please stop, you know that I can do anything in this earth. Buddha said, oh really, can you do anything on this earth? Yes, I can do anything on this earth. Then Buddha asked him, okay, grab some leaves from the tree by you. He jumped and grabs bunch of leaves. Then Buddha asked him, if you really can do anything in this earth, fix those leaves back. That make him to think, I only can destroy, I cannot fix. Anyhow, in that particular moment, in that particular man changed. He realized about his action and what he can do and what he cannot do. So then there should be ways that we can help people to think, rather than saying you did a bad thing, then we put full stop there, just period. Rather than saying the answer, we should allow others to think, what are they doing? Actually, we can do this in our family, we can do this with our kids, with our friends. That way, once when they realized by themselves, they would not do that again.